What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We've talked on this show several times about how annoyed I get at when, you know, influencers come up with kitschy little titles for things that we all already do. But I do have to say, I kind of like this one.
Okay.
And the latest is from a TikTok influencer that is trying to get everybody to switch their eyes, to be more mindful, okay? To be more present and to not be on your phone all the time. And they're saying, switch your iPhone to landline mode.
You can do that?
Anybody who grew up in the 80s or 90s remembers what it was like to have a landline. Looking back at it, it was wonderful and terrible at the same time.
What, I don't understand what that means.
I'll walk you through what they say to do, and then you tell me when you realize we already do this.
Okay. Or
some of us do. They say go to focus on your iPhone where the feature for do not disturb is, and look for a plus button that lets you create a new focus. Then choose custom and give it the name landline mode. Then turn off all alerts except for phone calls. You can let text messages come through if you want. And then turn the volume all the way up, but then leave the phone in a specific spot in your home. So if it rings, you have to get up and go answer it or let it go to answering machine, they said.
Oh, answering machine.
Landline mode. So basically, put your phone somewhere else.
Well, do you have to go through all these steps? Could I not just plug it in the kitchen?
You totally could. You totally could, and just turn the alerts off. I guess it's the alerts that
I don't get alerts.
You don't?
No.
You don't get any notifications?
They don't make a sound.
Well, I mean, is your phone on silent?
Yeah, but also, like, it doesn't vibrate or anything.
Really?
Mm-mm.
That sounds wonderful.
I think she turned it off.
My phone's notifications all the time, constantly.
See, I can't live that way. And I don't have my texts, like, show. Like, I just have a little, like, icon that says, like,
That's why right she never replies back to us.
Right, right.
Well, it says I have 76 texts.
Oh, my God!
She's dead.
76 unread text messages?
Yeah.
I mean, that actually, Kevin, makes me think it's a miracle that she ever texts us back.
Yeah.
She must really love us. Who are some of the people that you've just not responded to?
My Bravo Babes group.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh. So that's probably a big, robust group.
You and Rain.
Okay. All right. Our old co-host. He texts us a lot.
And then you guys text back and forth.
We do.
Trying to get your attention.
So is this 76 in just the last 24 hours?
Oh, I don't know. I don't clear my texts out.
Okay.
Just like I have 223 unread emails.
Oh, that's
and 781 missed phone calls.
223 unread.
Who is calling you?
Oh, that's a good point. Probably doctor's offices.
Turns out everybody.
Okay. Well, sounds like Katie's got landline mode down packed. It's somebody else's home that she leaves the phone in. But Kevin, would you do this?
No.
Because you need your phone?
I need my phone by me 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm addicted to my phone so much that, like, now the idea of, like, putting it, quote-unquote, in landline mode, where my phone is on except for phone calls, or everything's off except for phone calls with the volume turned up in another room, gives me anxiety.
Yeah, what if it's an emergency?
Well, they would call you.
Yeah.
Right, but then you have to run there and get it. By the time you run there, something could happen.
You don't have to run there. You probably have 15 to 20 seconds to get there.
And what is it that you're going to be able to do if you pick the phone up right away?
Answer.
I understand that, but then what?
And then you'll get to the hospital faster than when you had to run to the landline,
got
maybe
it.
Jump over a few toys, turn right. The corner into the hall.
But your mom's house is not big enough that you couldn't get anywhere in the house in 15 to 20 seconds.
Because I'm a runner.
Right.
Whatever works. Whatever works. But I mean, am I wrong in thinking that this is silly?
It's dumb.
It is dumb.
It is dumb, right? We don't need a fun little name for every single thing that we've already done in life.
I mean, the fact that this isn't just put your phone down.
But just put your phone down in another room.
And you have to jump through so many hoops to, like, make this cutesy.
Right. It just, I don't know. I have another one. It's called hide and seek. Set your phone to hide and seek, where you close your eyes and just throw your phone somewhere in your apartment, and then you don't know where it is. Get you really be mindful and present.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.